Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio show on the Internet. And this is your host, Allison, and thank you for joining me this evening. And as always, it's great to have you in the listening audience. Guess what, guys? Today's my anniversary. Yes, yes. I made it 8 years being married to my beautiful husband, Sam. So I'm going to wish him a happy anniversary on the air. And, you know, I got a little numerology that I can apply to our marriage. All of you know by now that I'm a seven life path. And, you know, if you know anything about sevens, they tend to be, you know, a little bit, quiet, maybe a little bit reserved, and maybe liking their space or their alone time. And they tend to be quite intellectual, love to read books, seek out knowledge, very spiritual people. And my husband is a five life path. And if you know what a five is, well, they like their freedom. They like to come and go and do as they please. They tend to be very adaptable, free-spirited people. They also are very intellectual. They love knowledge, very curious. So, you know, this marriage kind of works out really well because in those times when I need my space, when I need my quiet time, when I need to be alone, he gets to be free. He gets to wander off and do what he wants to, and I'm blessing him and sending him on his merry way. So the marriage works out great because of the combination of those two numbers. And also the fact that he's an intellectual guy, he's very curious about things. You know, we have a tremendous amount of different subjects that we discuss. And even to make matters even more interesting, I'm a numerologist, he's a geologist. You do the math. That's actually quite funny. So, you know, when they use numerology to do compatibility, it's based on more than just one number. I can tell you that there's other numbers in our chart that are quite compatible. But I think it's really cute with the seven and the five combination. The fact I need my space and he needs his, you know, his freedom, so it works out perfect. So if you're a seven out there, look for a five guy. That's all I got to say about that. Okay, and I do want to get, you know, maybe just a little bit serious for a moment. And for those of you that are listening, and I know that a lot of you, you know, are listening, that if you could just take a moment and send a prayer out. And I'd like you to send out a prayer for Pat and his wife, Rita. And Pat has incurable cancer, and he's in the last stages of his life. And it's quite difficult for both of them at this time. And so if you could just send a prayer out to give them both strength and maybe a prayer out to help Pat with his transition, that would be really a wonderful thing. So I know that you all are doing that, and I really, really appreciate it, and I know that they do too. So again, just send a prayer out for Pat and Rita. Okay. All right, I want to go just for a moment here to a couple of upcoming appearances and things that I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be joining Daria Justin on Medium in Our Midst at 7 p.m. on the 12th of May, and her show is on Blog Talk Radio. And I think if you go to my website, you'll be able to find a link there and hook up to that show. And I'm looking really forward to being back on Daria's show because we had a really great time last time. I also want to point out that I'm going to be a guest speaker on the 4th and 5th of June at the Lodge at Woodlock, which is a resort and spa in Holly, Pennsylvania. And if you're interested in checking that out, you can go to the website, thelodgeatwoodlock.com. I also, again, we're still planning the Susan Duvall Seminars is planning a Labor Day weekend cruise to Bermuda the 4th through the 9th of September. And if you're, you know, this is really kind of a nice gathering of kindred spirits. I know that I went last year and met all kinds of wonderful people, and we're still friends. We Facebook. We talk to each other all the time. Beautiful, beautiful people to travel with. And Susan has a couple of really wonderful guest speakers besides myself coming this year. We have Cheryl Blumenthal. She was on the show last week. and she was just amazing last week. And also the wonderful Carol Tolan, who's a very charming and beautiful psychic. And we all will be traveling with a group and having workshops and doing readings and whatever. So if you're interested in checking that out, I do believe that there's still some openings. And you can go to SusanDuvalSeminars.com. You can also go to the front page of BBS Radio, click on Visible by Numbers on Monday nights, and that information is there for you as well. Okay. A friend of mine, John, he also was on our show, and he sent me an email, and he's totally redone his website, and he's very, very excited about it. And if you listen to the show or if you happen to go back into the archives, you know, John of New is his website, but he changed it to John of Peniel, P-E-N-I-E-L. And, you know, he really is a very gifted healer. When I recommend somebody, you know, I actually had a healing with him, and it was phenomenal. And I have no doubt that, you know, this is a very gifted healer. So he's got this brand new website. I believe that there's some audios that you can listen to of some channeled messages. So I want to point you in that direction. So you can actually get there by just typing in johnofnew.com, and it'll take you to the new website, and you can check it out. Okay. All right. Let's see. What else? Oh, I'm kind of excited. I do readings, numerology readings for people, but you know, when you're doing numerology readings, you also want to tap into your other resources, your other tools, the other things that you have. And I've studied everything. I've studied meditation. I've studied chakras. I've studied channeling, mediumship, you name it. And quite often when I'm doing a reading for someone, and it might be appropriate to the reading, I actually walk them through a guided meditation. And to give them a tool, maybe to help them with a specific issue that they're having. And so many of my clients were saying to me, you know, Allison, I wish you would, you know, I wish I could get that on tape. You know, could you record that for me so I could do that meditation daily? And so finally what I did was I was just being directed and being guided, and I kept getting this message over and over again. So finally I thought, okay, let's give it a shot. So I actually did a meditation CD. And I put on it three of the meditations that I actually do on a daily basis. And they're my most favorite meditations. And then I was blessed with a really wonderful person named Chet Nichols, who actually did the sound editing, and he put some music on it, and it really turned out beautifully. Now, the meditation CD is not up on the website yet, but it will be soon. But if you're interested in the meditation CD, you're more than welcome to email me at alynch@pdd.net, and I'd be happy to give you some information on it. Want to remind you all, too, to be sure to sign up for my newsletter. Catch me on Twitter, also on Facebook. You know, I'm there, and I would love to hear from you all. So, you know, you can get that information, again, on the front page, BBS. Just go to Visible by Numbers, and all the links are there. Oh, and some upcoming guests on Visible by Numbers. Next week we have John Holland on the show, and I'm really excited to have John back on the show. We're going to be talking about, he's got a new website and also a new book, so we're going to be talking to him about all of that. And on May 17th, we're bringing Carol Tolan back on the show, and she is that beautiful psychic that I was talking about on the Psychics at Sea Cruise. And Carol is just delightful, and she's going to be on the show and doing readings for you all. So those are our next upcoming guests. We also got, guess what? Lisa Williams is coming back on the show in June. I'm very excited about that. We also are going to have medium Mark Anthony on in June. So we got some exciting guests coming up. But, you know, I'm heeding what all of the email that I got from a lot of people that listen to the show. They're like, Allison, we love your guests. We think that's great, but we also like it when you do numerology and you do readings, so could you get back to the numerology? So that's why two times a month I'm trying to come in. I'm trying to do my numerology thing for y'all and, you know, maybe teach you a few things, give you some insight, also do readings for people. Now, I am going to be taking calls on the show, so if you're interested in getting a numerology reading, I will happily give out those toll-free numbers. I first, though, have a couple of emailed questions that came in to me, so I'm going to be answering those. But I'll give you the numbers. You can call toll-free at 888-815-9756. You can also call in at 530-327-7602, 530-413-4522, and 530-776-5185. And those numbers also can be found on the front page of BBS. Oh, and if you hear the clinking, I'm not having, you know, brandy on the rocks or whiskey on the rocks. It's pretty hot here in Pennsylvania, and that actually is ice water, okay? All right, enough with the jokes. I got an email about that, too. Okay, so my first question tonight comes from Cassie, and she has a friend who's trying to sell her house, and she gave me a lot of information with this person's particular numerology chart. She's asking, you know, when is she going to sell it? Well, Cassie, here's what I see here. You gave me this information. You said that your friend has an essence number of a 19-1, and she's in a personal year of 1. Okay, now right there, when you have two numbers that match, when your essence number matches your personal year number, generally, whenever you intensify or double up on anything in numerology, then quite often that is representative of something that might be a little bit, you know, almost like a soul lesson that's coming in or something that really represents a very significant event in her life. And sometimes when this energy doubles up, it's not exactly the easiest thing to deal with. So when I see that her essence number matches her personal year, right away a little warning flag goes up for me, and that tells me that this probably isn't going to go smoothly, or that what she wants maybe is not going to happen in the way in which she wants it to happen, or there may be some delays, or there may be some obstacles, because doubling of anything in a numerology chart, sometimes it actually brings in more of the negative aspect of the energy than the positive. You said also that, and obviously one would think that April was her 5 month. So one would think that she would be moving in April, because that's the month. Whenever somebody's in a 5 personal month, very often that represents the month that they make a major change in their life. They could change their job, their relationship, they could move. And it didn't happen for her, as you stated. And you're asking about, you know, May being a 6 month. Will it sell now? Well, I hear you, caller. I know that you're on the line. If you just bear with me and let me answer this question, I'll get right to you, okay? One of the things here is with this, the duality here, the fact that her essence and a personal year match, you know, it's going to be touch and go. It's going to be very hard to predict for her, because there is a soul lesson or something that can create some difficulties coming in this particular year. With a 6 month, generally, it focuses on friends and family, your family meeting you, or family gatherings. And quite generally, there can be some financial good, positive things that come in 6 months, okay? But not huge, but still positive financial things. If you were asking me, I would actually kind of push the sale of this house to possibly July, because that's where I see her 8 months. And then in August, she has a 9 month. So obviously, if you sold your house in July, in a 9 month, you'd be letting go, packing up, getting ready to move on, getting rid of junk. And I see her with a new beginning in September, which is her 1 month. So I would actually kind of focus on September more for the actual timing of moving. And obviously, if she's in a 1 year, it is a perfect time for her to sell her house and move and choose a different house. So she's in the right year. But as I said, the essence number and the personal year number matching probably represents a few obstacles that may not happen right away. So that's my answer to you, Cassie, okay? And thanks, dear, for the question. All right, so I think I have a caller, and so I'm going to check in. Who's calling, please?
Dorothy.
Hi, Dorothy. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I don't have a specific question.
Give me your date of birth, dear.
March 28th, 1951.
Okay.
March 28th, 1951, and you don't have a specific question. So would you
not
just like
really,
me?
No.
Would you just like me to look at your chart and just give you a little insight?
Yes, that'd be wonderful.
Okay, well then that's what I'll do. All right. Just give me a second here to focus. Okay. All right, Dorothy. Interesting. Dorothy, are you familiar with your numerology at all?
A little bit, yes.
Okay, so do you realize that you're an 11 life path?
Yes, I always said 2, so 11.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. You're an 11 life path, but it also is a 2 life path. You know, okay. The thing when you have a master number life path is it represents potential for you. It kind of means as high as the bar can go is an 11. If you don't want to jump that high, you can operate at a 2. You can live your life out as a 2, okay? But you have potential in your chart. The one thing that differentiates an 11 from a 2 is, number one, having deja vu, psychic insights, premonitions, dreams, paranormal stuff. Have you had that in your life?
Yes, yes, definitely. Off and on, I have.
Well, you actually have what we call an open doorway to the spiritual realm through which information flows, meaning you're hooked up, you are connected. And so for you, you're receiving information from above. It can come in the form of thoughts. It can come in the form of dreams or visions or intuitions or gut feelings or even deja vu, but you're definitely hooked up, okay? So what I'm trying to tell you is to pay attention to what you receive because you really are psychic. And there is purpose to your life, because quite often what happens with an 11 is they live their life, they have their experiences, and whatever they've learned from life becomes their truth. And so maybe there's something about what has happened to you or an event or experience in your life where you want to share that information with others, maybe inspire them, uplift them, maybe help them because of what has happened to you. But you become, take on the role as the messenger. You enlighten, awaken, inspire other people. Do you understand that when I say that?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's an 11, dear. Okay. So there's been something, what has occurred in your, what do you feel your truth, what is your message to other people? What would you say that is?
To love others as yourself, and to that's what the small stuff, and to center yourself and really ask for God for guidance.
Wonderful.
You know, I think.
Wonderful. And that's your truth, and that is what you try to inspire others. And usually 11s are very connected to spirituality or to their faith. Usually they can be inspirational leaders, and you do have a lot of leadership, but I can tell, especially early on in life, or maybe you had some difficulties with being shy, or maybe being too sensitive, or maybe you are very much an empath. I mean, I hope you realize that you connect to other people's feelings, you know what they're thinking, that sort of thing, yes?
Right, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And just learning how to you know, surround myself with protection so it doesn't eat me up.
Because you're very, very sensitive. That's why I feel so passionate about meditation, because it's somebody like you that really needs to learn to cleanse your auric fields, to put up protection, that you pick up everything. You're like a sponge picking up everything. Now, you have some healing ability. Also, I want to tell you, I don't know if your family or your relationship has been your biggest nemesis, but I can see where that can be a problem for you. I also kind of worry about you. I don't know if you're either too serious or not serious enough, but I kind of see that that's your challenge, especially now later on in your life. It's kind of like taking everything too seriously or being too light, almost too lighthearted, too flippant, which how do you see yourself with that? Do you work too hard?
Too serious.
Right. Well, okay, sweetie. What I want to tell you is that's your biggest challenge later on in life. So what I would tell you is try to dig up your coloring book and crayons, okay? Try to find your inner child, and don't be so hard on yourself. You don't have to be so organized. You don't have to be so, you know, uptight. You know, loosen up, relax, lighten up. Learn how to relax. Learn how to play. Learn how to have fun. And just take it easy. Don't be so serious. Now, I'm going to tell you that since the age of 53, you moved into a one pentacle. So this is really what I want to focus with you. That
okay.
since that time, you, this is a really wonderful placement for this in your latter years, because you may have been so self-sacrificing in the early part of your life that maybe you never paid attention to who you are, but this is a time that really there's a great awakening and self-discovery for you after the age of 53. It's like all of a sudden you're important. All of a sudden
right.
you've discovered you, and this particular pinnacle can push your boundaries a little bit because it tries to show you what your strengths are. And in order to show you your strengths, sometimes there's some obstacles. Like, you know, it's like you're trying to do something. There's nobody to help you. You got to do it by your own hand. And so you manage to do it, and then you turn around, and you're kind of like, oh, my God, I can't believe I just did that. But it's trying to show you your strengths, your capabilities. And so sometimes, you know, there's a lot of self-discovery in this particular energy. And you have great potential for success, for being a leader, for starting your own business, and also for being very much, you know, standing on your own two feet. So you might be more on your own now after the age of 53 than you were prior. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So really, this is about
now,
you.
Explain that a little bit to me more.
Which thing did you want? I said a lot. Which one
about
did you want?
About being on my own, feet. Or
okay.
standing on my own.
It's kind of like you kind of take control of your life. And also you may find that, like, whereas before, you had the support of a lot of people around you, but you're finding yourself in situations where you've got to be, there's nobody to help you. You got to do it yourself. Or you have to manage or figure it out or work it through yourself. Do you understand?
Yep. Yep. Okay.
Do you see that happening?
I do. The older I get, yes, I do.
Well, it's time for you.
Coming more into my, yeah.
Okay, it's time for you to come more into your own, okay? I want you to try to be a little bit more selfish, okay? And it's all about you now, honey. That's what it's about, okay? And you really have great opportunities for success, leadership, all of those things. You're in a 7 year, so I'm going to finish here with this 7 year. Now, in this particular year, you may find that you're tired. You might need more rest this year. You might find that you're definitely not as sparky as you have been. And in the 7 year, it really wants you to take a seat back from your career and other aspects of your life. It's more of a soul journey this year. And so you may feel a little bit more withdrawn, a little bit more preoccupied with spiritual things. You might find yourself going within more, needing more time alone. And certainly you want to meditate and work on those things this year. I don't want to see you doing anything strenuous. I don't want to see you fighting for your career or going out there trying to do all these things. I want you to take it easy and rest. If you find that you're laid off without a job or for whatever reasons you get some time off this year, just look up to the heavens and say, thank you, God. I'm going to make very good use out of this time, because quite often in the 7 year, God tries to slow us down. And he tries to get us to work on our spiritual self. And sometimes it actually can come in the form of being laid off or not having a job or having a couple weeks off here and there. But embrace that. Go with the flow. You'll be back to business next year. This is a very soulful year for you. It's about inner development, inner work. Okay?
I totally agree. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Well, thank you for calling in, Dorothy.
Thank you. God bless you.
You too, sweetie. Okay. All right. So, so we got through Cassie's question, and I did have one other email that came in from Robin. She was asking for me to do a reading on her cousin and gave me his full name at birth as well as his date of birth. And hi, caller. How are you?
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi
there. Hi, Allison.
Who's this?
This is Linda calling, Allison. Can you hear me okay, Allison?
Yeah, I can. What's up?
Oh, you know what? I know we don't have much time. Something beyond words happened to me where the pain is so great that I had cut it off. My brother that I took care of, he found a girl. He's physically challenged, and he's in a wheelchair, and he was so ecstatic to have a girlfriend. Anyway, the bottom line is they took all of my savings. He moved out everything. Everything. It's gone. This has been a while now where I can actually talk about it, but I'm still walking around. It's like I'm not grounded. I'm not, I don't know. I'm just like still in a fog. I didn't see this coming, and no one ever told me it was in my chart. And I'm talking a lot of money. It was over $33,000 they took.
Okay.
That was my retirement when I retired from the phone company.
Okay, sweetie. Just refresh my memory. Give me your date of birth again.
It's September 10th, 1952.
Okay. All right. So you've been through a lot. Now, one of the things that I do want to say is that not only myself, but other psychics, other astrologers, and other people that are in this kind of work have seen tremendous shifts in people's lives where they have quite literally, without question, their life they've been catapulted from one life to another, or where there's been severe, dramatic let goes, where they've had to let go of things or been separated from things, where their life has been in upheaval. And in all honesty, Linda, the one thing that I would tell you is this, is whenever doors are closed, whenever something happens, there's always new doors to open. Our problem is that we are just so wrapped up in the letting go and so worried about the change that's coming that we, quite frankly, don't see the wonderful opportunities and the infinite possibilities that lay ahead of us. So what I would say to you is this doesn't sound, this sounds like a very treacherous, deceitful betrayal. It really does. But try to understand that sometimes in order to make somebody let go of something, that this is the sort of thing that happens. You're a 9 life path, and I know with certainty that when we discussed your chart, I told you that part of the path of the 9 is unconditional love, forgiveness, and letting go. That is what that soul seeks to learn in this lifetime. When it comes to unconditional love, that means loving somebody who's difficult to love or loving somebody no matter what. And if you took care of your brother being disabled with a wheelchair for very many years, you loved him no matter what. When it comes to forgiveness, in order to learn to forgive, we must be hurt. Because otherwise we wouldn't know how to forgive. So in the betrayal, in the pain that this has caused you, somewhere in this there's the learning to forgive. And then there's the letting go. Because 9s have to learn to let go of what no longer serves their greatest and highest good. To don't carry it around so that it destroys the rest of their life. To let it go, bless it, send it on its merry way, and move forward live in the now and move forward into the future and don't live in the past. So you say that this is not in your chart, but on many, many levels, this is in your chart. This is in your chart. You're here in this lifetime, very possibly last time around. It's a very high vibrational life path that you're leading. It's saying that you're finishing up past relationships from past lives. You're at some point of an evolution in your soul, or you're completing this whatever your soul needed to learn in this lifetime. Now, what I'm going to tell you is that as I see things here, next year you're in for some major changes, expansion, a much more exciting year. And I think in order to make those changes, you have to be freed of what you were stuck in. You have to be free of the life that was creating the limitations for you. Do you understand?
Yes, I do. I didn't want to say I love him, and my choice was take care of him or leave, and I took care of him. At the end of the day, I was so tired I couldn't do anything for myself because it's a 24/7 just about.
Okay, so don't you understand that you must understand that All right, number one, he's closed the door. Because one thing is to leave, but it's another thing for the betrayal and everything else, and you must let it go. But you are stuck in these limitations of where you weren't living your life, where you were, because you have a tendency to be a bit of a martyr. And you have to start thinking of yourself. You don't have a lot of self-love, self-worth. You don't put yourself first ever. That's what your chart's saying. And I know I said that to you, too. So this is about you. Stop sacrificing yourself for him and for you to start living for you. And in all honesty, this experience sets you free. And it allows you to start thinking about you because now you have time. Now the only person to focus on is you. And so in many ways, this is a blessing in disguise. And quite often, the adversities that come along in life, the adversities that we face, actually are blessings in disguise. So you have tremendous expansion for yourself next year. I see freedom for you. I see you being able to make choices and do things you haven't been able to do before. I see maybe some travel, things that, interesting things. So, yeah, I know that it's devastation. I know that there's pain and betrayal. I understand that. And, sweetheart, you know, you don't deserve that. You don't deserve that. But you cannot let anyone else define who you are. You know you're a wonderful person. You know that you didn't deserve that. Okay, fine. Now let's take care of you, okay? So what I really would like to see you do is focus inward. Look at a journey. What do you want? What do you want with the rest of your life? What are your dreams and aspirations? What are all the things that you ever put off or didn't do or even financially didn't have the money for because of the situation you were in? I want you to start thinking about these things because next year is going to give you ample opportunity for a whole lot of freedom and excitement and all kinds of different things that you couldn't do. So chin up, my dear. Chin up. Okay.
You know, Allison, it took more than money because even after all this, I would always call him, go to see him. I keep paying his phone bill because I don't want to lose contact with him, making sure he's eating, begging him to come home because he's living in an awful environment. All these things. So I see what you're saying is because I still wasn't letting go. And when most people would just walk away, I don't think that was a good thing, and maybe this is what God's trying to tell me. Walk away, and he has to fend for himself now, I guess. But
yes.
My part is now with the money. Do you ever see that in my chart that I'm going to, because I feel I'm a little too old and I don't have the health anymore.
Excuse me, what was the last question, sweetie? I didn't quite get it.
I feel that I'm, maybe this is negative feeling, but I feel I'm too old, and quite frankly,
what?
Allison, I'm so tired. I'm really exhausted taking care of him. I get all excited with just the freedom of being able to know I'd go out for a cup of coffee. I never did any of that.
Okay.
Even
okay,
when I go
well,
to the grocery store, I don't have to worry about getting home. I never had that freedom.
Okay, so start counting those blessings, sweetheart. And the reason why you are exhausted is because he's drained your energy. You've sacrificed it all for him. And you don't have to do that anymore. You let him go and start living your life for you. Because your biggest challenge in life, and that's the thing you've got to overcome in the latter years, is to start making yourself important, okay? So if you're exhausted and too tired and you think you're too old, oh, for God's sakes, you are in your most your maturity years where we can do some of our greatest work, okay? So don't
think... Do you
think
money coming
anything.
Back to my chart, though, Allison, or am I supposed to not have that money? The money that's
taken away? You're in an eight pinnacle after the age of 46, and it is not unusual for someone in an eight pinnacle to face some kind of severe financial setback. People go bankrupt in eight pinnacles, okay? So, and people have loose companies, and people have a lot of problems in eight pinnacles. So, yeah, I see where there can be financial difficulties in the eight. However, you have more than enough. Abundance is still going to try to come to you. I really see where, you know, whether it's through a relationship, whether it's through something like a miracle, like an inheritance or money being given to you, but I still feel that abundance is going to come to you. I wouldn't worry about it. I wouldn't worry about losing that. It's going to be, that 30,000 is going to be a drop in the bucket compared to what the potential can come in. Okay? I still do not feel that this is, you've lost it all. I don't. I feel that you can make them. Because one thing that the 8 always promises is don't ever give up. Don't ever give up.
No.
You need to just set the
goal. I don't even know who I am though anymore. And though Allison, it was more than money. It was more, the 33,000, I don't even know what the credit cards, and I don't even want to know. I might have to
cancel the credit card.
I did, but they wrapped it up so high, all of them. I don't even want to know. I just stopped. Like, I can't hear anymore from it. You know what I mean? But my question is, my whole trusting and the loving, the way, the unconditional love, I don't even know who I am because of this. Because the betrayal is, I never
right.
thought that
right.
someone that you take care of would betray. So that's where I'm at right now. It's like trying to find out who I am and forgiving, where I don't take it out on other people. I don't ever want to do that. And I don't want to walk the rest of my life as a victim.
Right, right. Well, it sounds to me like you're doing some soul searching, and it sounds to me like you're doing some thinking. And as I said, dear, that you need to focus on yourself. You need to focus on what do you want to do with the rest of your life? And you need to protect yourself from your brother any way that you can. Let him go. Don't ask him to come back. You move forward with your life. You start thinking about you now, okay? And I can't,
I know your mother was a teacher. You would, and so you know, which is so appalling, this woman was a teacher for the physically challenged. So she knew how the mind worked with somebody with cerebral palsy. She knew all this, and that's how she got into his head. And I understand that, so I don't really, I'm angry at my brother, but I do understand why he did it. You know what I'm saying? There's still the love there. But she is a severe drug addict, and the school board asked, well, they fired her. Just so you know, understand how this all came about. So that's the worst betrayal, is a teacher doing this.
Right,
but
that is
the way it happened.
But that's her karma. That's her karma, not yours. And so the one thing that I would tell you is this, okay? Because, I could probably spend an hour with you. We know that. So what I would like for you to do is what I would like to do is maybe look at your upcoming transits and essences, and maybe look at some more details to your chart. I can't do that without the full information. And, of course, we don't do that on the radio. I only do short readings on the radio. So what I'd like for you to do is go ahead and email me, pop me off an email, just put in your full name again and your date of birth. And what I'll do is I'll look at your chart, put your phone number in there, and I'll give you a buzz, and I'll just tell you what's up, what I see coming up, okay?
Oh, God, Allison. I can't thank you enough.
You're welcome, dear.
Thank you. Oh, God bless you, Allison. Thank you so very much.
Will you just give yourself a hug? I wish if I could reach through the phone lines. To reach through, I just give you a
hug. It seems like, I don't want to talk to anybody about it because everybody has their own problems, so I'm holding it inside. And it's hard. But I'll triumph over this. We all have our trials and tribulations in life.
But listen, you'll get through it. You'll get through it. And I'm telling you, come next year, you're going to be almost sitting here going, I don't know what I was crying about. Okay? So what I want you to do is email me, as I said, just send me off an email, and I'll give you a call. I mean, as soon as I have some free time, I'll give you a buzz. So put your phone number in there, all right?
Okay, Allison, thank you so very much.
You're very welcome, dear.
Thank you, Allison.
You too, sweetie. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
All right. Okay, and just to let Seth know, I guess we're not going to take a break tonight, so I kind of talked my way through my break. Okay. I do want to get to what I was talking about prior to the last caller, Linda, calling. And Robin wanted me to do a reading for her nephew, and so I'm going to do that right now, okay? Charles, what I see here really is really a tremendous gift on many levels, artistically or with expression or even with words. Really, honestly, this is a beautiful thing. It's a 9 life path, a 30 birthday, a 6 expression, 5 heart's desire. 3, 6, 9, they're all very artistic numbers. They're all very intuitive. They all have gifts, social gifts with people. They're very outgoing, extroverted. very likable energy, but also there's really artistic in those three numbers. So whether they express, he expresses himself, you know, landscaping, gardening, interior design, painting, sculpting, whatever the case might be, but also could be with words because, you know, when you take a 30 birthday and you combine it with a five hearts desire, you've got somebody that's got a gift with communication, a gift with artistic expression, and a gift with words. So even writer, I see writer coming in here very strongly as well. Now, being a nine life path, usually these are very charismatic people, and they come as, you know, in many ways to try to help the world, to change the world, to make it a better place. And as I was talking to my last caller about also learning about unconditional love, forgiveness, and letting go, so there's some major lessons in that particular life path number. And so sometimes it's about, you know, when you meet somebody that's difficult to love, well, just know it's your teacher. When somebody hurts you and you have to learn to forgive, then know that they are your teacher as well. And, of course, the letting go of anything that doesn't serve your highest and greatest good. But the nine is very spiritual. Usually it's helping the world, or sometimes it can be very strongly religious, you know, related to spirituality or something, you know, whatever a person believes in. I see psychic energy here a great deal. But what also I see relationships and family. So this is a very family-oriented individual who, you know, probably will have children in a family, devoted to the family, love of family. I see that strongly. Now, my big thing with Charles is not realizing just how charismatic he is, likable, friendly, inspirational, or the gift that he has. I mean, really, honestly, I see this person as having star quality, belonging out on stage or in front of people, and if not in front of people, then writing or, you know, presenting his artwork to art people in some fashion. Because his major challenges in life are three, and quite often that is like where you are inhibit yourself, where you don't really show people. You're worried about what they think, or you're worried about what they're saying about you. And so you put these sensors on yourself. And really, you have, Charles, you have an incredible star quality and an incredible ability with artistic expression. And sometimes these challenges can actually be mediumship as well. So I don't know if you see things, if you're clairvoyant, but I would say you're very strongly predisposed in that direction of visions, dreams, seeing things. So if you do have some psychic or paranormal experiences, then that is strongly represented in your chart. I think the hardest thing for Charles is going to be focusing, you know, maybe being distracted easily, or maybe sometimes taking the easy way out, you know, because when you have a three challenge, sometimes it's being distracted and unfocused, and sometimes it can go the other direction of being too serious. So, you know, but usually it's distraction. I get distracted by sparkly things is what I call it. But I really, all of his pentacles, each and every one of these pentacles strongly represents artistic expression. So I absolutely want to put him in that arena, going to whether it's film school, art school, just some way of expressing yourself artistically. Incredibly gifted young man. So that is my take on Charles for you, Robin, and I hope that he enjoyed that reading. Okay, we have another caller, and so I'm going to go directly to my next caller. Let's go on, please.
Hi, Allison. It's Kim from Maryland. How are you tonight?
I'm very good, Kim. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I just wanted to ask you a question about my relationship.
Okay. What
do you see as far as my relationship?
Okay, can you give me your date of birth?
4/26/67.
Okay. Well, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm going to look at what I can get with that. Because sometimes in order to look at relationship, I actually need, you know, like everybody's information, and I need to put the two charts side by side, and I need to look over things. But what I'm going to look at is see what I see here. Okay.
Okay.
And you're how old right now, dear?
I'm 43.
She's 43. Sorry for me to say that on air, but they would have figured it out. He just saved me from doing the subtraction. Okay, are you very career orientated?
I don't. Yes and no.
Because really, you know, sometimes people that have your energy, because you're an 8 life path, and also technically your birthday would be also an 8. You know, it's about setting goals, working to achieve them. It's about working hard. And I know from the ages of 29 to 37, you may have focused a great deal on your career. But where I see you right now is in a 7 pinnacle, and that is from 38 to the age of 46. And in all honesty, in a 7 pinnacle, we have a tendency to withdraw. We have a tendency to need our space, our alone time. We can have some problems with miscommunication, and the 7 is not always supportive of relationships because the 7 is really loner energy. It's almost like you're connected to something else, like maybe you've been more spiritual, or maybe you've gone on this quest over these past several years, or maybe you're turning your thoughts inward, or maybe to a certain extent you're keeping things hidden, meaning maybe you're not expressing yourself or telling the truth about things. What I do know is that you're in a 6 personal year. When a person is in a 6 personal year, it generally focuses on your relationships. And if your relationship is stable and solid, usually, you know, you're fine. But if you have a rocky road relationship, if the relationship has got its problems, this is the year that quite often you have to address those problems. And it's not unusual for someone to separate or even divorce someone in a 6 year. So you have to be careful with your relationships this year. It can put pressure on them in a 6 personal year.
Oh, okay. Now, we're still together, but it's just, like you said, it seems like it's just a standstill.
Well, the 6 year, really what you want to do is listen. You know, go to him, communicate to him, listen to him. And you've got to work extra hard, you yourself, on communicating, because you've gone within a little bit. Maybe you're being misunderstood, or maybe there just isn't the communication that used to be. Your 7 pinnacle really is not supportive of relationships. So when you're in a 7 pinnacle and you're married, you really got to work harder at your relationships. You do. Now,
and how long does that last?
Your 6th year will be over with. You'll be coming out of it somewhere around October, November, but really, you're not really technically out of it until January, February of next year.
Oh, okay.
So just be open, be honest, be loving, listen, work on your relationship, and know that in the 6th year, it's going to test your relationship. So this is your year for testing it. So,
it sure has.
Yeah. Well, if it's going to survive, it's going to survive, and it's not, okay?
We've been together 12 years, so I don't think it's going to go anywhere, but like you said, it makes sense now. It's just kind of at a standstill.
Well, this is a time to make it better. This is your year to work on it. It'll test it and make you work on it, okay? So that's what I can see from this particular, you know, from what I'm seeing here. And I think the 6th year is really speaking. The 7 pinnacle and the 6th year are speaking volumes. You're not as open and as accessible. You're kind of like a little bit withdrawn. And maybe you're preoccupied with other things. And maybe there's some miscommunication. And maybe your desire to be alone sometimes or to have your space sometimes, maybe that is translates to him that you don't care. But that's not the case. You just kind of need your space. So, you know, you have to communicate those things to him. You need to say to him, you know, when I go off and I want to be alone or when I don't want to spend time with you, it's not that I don't love you. I do. I just need to think things through. I don't know. I'm just kind of going through this process. And reassure him how much you love him. But just say, sometimes I just need my space, but it doesn't have any bearing on my love for you. My love for you is deep and great, you know? That's how you say it, okay? All right, honey,
okay,
so good luck.
Thank you, Allison. Have a good night.
Oh, you too, dear. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Okay. All right, then. So anyhow, we only have a couple minutes left on the show, so really, at this point, I don't really think we have time to do any readings. But the one beautiful thing about numerology that we didn't get a chance to discuss is an amazing divination tool. Truly, it is. The amount of information given from your date of birth and your name on your birth certificate, it's talking volumes about you. It is the autobiography of your soul in this lifetime. And what a numerology can tell you is not only who you are authentically, what are your talents, what are your abilities, you know, what is your destiny, what did your soul come to learn in this lifetime? And, you know, we tend to think, oh, I'm here to be successful and have money and this great career. No, that's not what your soul intended. You know, some people, yes, their soul intended for them to be rich and famous and all those things, but sometimes we've got other agendas. And so numerology focuses on what was the agenda of your soul in this lifetime? What were you seeking to learn? Not only that, but it also talks about things like challenges. And we all have these challenges. Everybody does. So it prevents you from reaching your destiny. So isn't it kind of important to learn what your challenges are so that you can learn to overcome them? And the other thing about numerology is it defines the energy that you're working with on a year-to-year basis. And also it defines, like, throughout your life, you're working with different kinds of energy. It comes in. It's a catalyst for your experiences. It's a catalyst for your opportunities. So it's sometimes so beneficial to understand what energy you're working with because it helps to validate the events in your life, explain what goes on in your life. And also, it gives you indications for what's upcoming in the future. Numerology can be extraordinarily accurate, amazingly accurate. Go on my website sometime and read the testimonials. I mean, people, when they get a full reading, when you really get into the nuts and bolts of the full numerology chart, it's an amazing experience because it so validates you as a person, and it also validates everything that's gone on in your life. And so, you know, sometimes the directions, the roadmap, that's what it is. Sometimes it's really nice to hold that in your hand. So that's why I'm passionate about numerology. That's why I do numerology, and I do it to help people to understand what's going on in their lives. So, you know, that's why I'm here. All right, so the show's come to an end. So thank you so much. Everyone that's listening, thank you for tuning in. Really appreciate it. Thanks, BBS, for letting me come on every week. Everyone that called in, God bless your little hearts. Thank you for calling into the show. And as I said, I'll be back again next week with John Holland. So, hey, make sure you write that down and tune in next week because it's going to be a really great show. Good night, everyone, and I wish you abundant blessings.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.